والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني أفقه قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته ومدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yesterday we opened the topics of الطهارة, the purification. Allah tabaraka ta'ala says in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah loves those who turned themselves to repentance to Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and Allah loves those who love to purify themselves. And as we opened the discussion yesterday deep, we found At-Tahara جُزْءٌ مَعْنَوِي, it's mean related to purify your heart from the shirk, from the bid'ah. That's number one. And number two, to purify your body and all your parts from the impurification. In order to have a valid wudu, first you must purify yourself from an-najasa. An-najasa. An-najasa means the impurification. And we found, alhamdulillah, some different topics yesterday. We go, and I stopped yesterday of Hadith Umm Salama, Umm Salim. Hadith Umm Salim, radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she's a female companion. She came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal hadithu fi sahih Muslim, Muslim wal Bukhari. Al-Bukhari wa Muslim, Umm Salim, radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qalat ya Rasulallah, atahtalimu al-mar'a? إذا احتلمت المرأة فهل عليها من غسل؟ Is a woman also like men? She got, she sleep and she in a dream, and she wake up and she found herself wet from the impurification. Is a woman also has something like this? She asked the Prophet ﷺ, there is no embarrassing, no embarrassing in your deen. The problem for the Muslim Ummah, they get embarrassed to ask. La ya akhi, the Sahaba, they used to ask for every single detail from Rasulullah. No embarrassing. Without the ilm, we cannot reach the truth, subhanAllah. So the woman came clearly, asked the Prophet, also the woman, she sleep and she wake up wet from the dream. That means she saw something, like her husband met her in the dream, and she wake up wet. But she need to make sure, is the woman also, she have the same like men, same situation like men? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, نعم, yes, إذا احتلمت المرأة فعليها الغسل. If the woman wake up and she found herself wet, she must go for the way for what? The غسل. غسل, it's mean full shower for all her body. It's the same condition like the woman she meet her husband. Islam obligating the woman to go and obligating the man to go and take a full shower and the clothes. And I would like also to address it to my sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah. Why? Because some of the sisters came and sent the question to me. They worship the whole body except what, Sheikh Ali? Except the hair. The woman, when she take shower, she covered the hair because, of course, she need to keep the water, Brother Muhammad, the style of the hair. She doesn't need the way, actually, the hair to be wet. So what she do? She cover all the hair and she came under the shower, or she take a shower without ghusl of the head. This is violation. The woman must go and buy her fingers to go deep through the hair. Some of the women, they have exactly heavy hair, to go through and clean her head, the skin of the head, under the what? Under the hair. Some of the women, they have braids. Can she wash while she has the same style of braids? Yes, she has the same style, but the most important that the woman to wash what? The skin of the head all over, not to take apart or cover it. This is not a full shower. She must wash the hair in order to have a valid ghusl shower, inshallah ta'ala. Special after dreaming or after she meet her husband with full shower. So Umm Salim, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said yes, she had the same situation like man. She could sleep and she wake up wet. قالت فضحت النساء شيخ عبد الله. فضحت النساء. Embarrassing for the woman. Embarrassing for the woman. And the woman, she covered her head with actually with the khimar, and she ran because the Prophet ﷺ cleared it to the Muslim and to the people in the masjid. There is no any embarrassing for that. And he told her a beautiful word in the end. وَبِمَا يَشْبِهُهَا الْوَلَدِ. How that child he will looks like her. What is the story of this Shaykh Muhammad? The Prophet ﷺ cleared it in the end of the hadith. And how is a child will look like her? The story came later in the Medina when the Prophet ﷺ migrated from Mecca to Medina and he met the group of the Yahud. As you know, the Yahud, they always examine any prophets and messenger. They want to examine him. The group of a Yahud, rahtum min al-Yahud. Group of Yahud came to the Messenger ﷺ. قالوا يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. نسألك أسئلة. We ask you questions. If you answer it, we will believe you. If you don't answer it, you are a false messenger. We need to ask you from according to our book. قال أتؤمنون. Are you going to believe if I answer? Yes, of course, we're going to believe you. Right. What is the first question they ask him? They ask the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, قالوا ما الطعام الذي حرمه داود على نفسه. كان يحبه داود وحرمه يهود داود على نفسه. وما الطعام. The brothers are confused about is داود or يعقوب. After I went search, deep search, it was داود عليه السلام. This is a different story. After I search and I deep search, I found داود, not يعقوب. Dawood alayhi salam, as you know, the story and the evidence is Dawood, he has a disease. He has a problem in his back bones. And he used to love certain kind of food. And he prayed to Allah, if Allah give me shifa, I will go and I will prevent myself to eat the most beloved food for me and the most beloved drink. What is the story is? The story is, the Yahud, they know about what having what kind of disease. Dawood alayhi salam, you know, all the time they raise the Nijmat Dawood, the star of Dawood, and all this. Actually, they confuse the whole entire world. They come to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the food? Dawood used to love it and he forbid it. And what is the drink? Dawood used to love it and he forbid it to himself. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered them, "Are you? If I answer you, you going to believe?" I said, of course, yes, we're going to believe. Right. قال أما الطعام الذي كان يحبه داود وحرمه على نفسه. The food which داود used to love it too much and he forbid it. When Allah تبارك وتعالى, when he prayed to Allah to give him shifa, if Allah give him shifa and Allah give him the shifa, therefore he made this kind of food forbidden to him. He did not eat it. It's halal, but he forbid it in order to praise Allah تبارك وتعالى, thank him. The most beloved thing in his life. قال ضع لحم الإبل. The meat which come from the she-camel. He used to love this. And he forbid it for himself. وأما الشراب. And the شراب, the drink which he, داود, he used to love it. And he forbid it later after Allah gave him the شفاء. Is what? The milk of the she-camel. Two things. قالوا صدقت. What is the Yahud said? صدقت. صدقت mean what? Correct? Aye. They ask him the second question, but we're going to ask you. You know the Yahud all the time, the children of Israel. If the Nabi answer them, they go different way, different. They increase. Go and slaughter a cow. What is the cow is? What is the color? How is that looks like? So and so. If they go and slaughter any cow, they will follow the command of Allah Ta'ala through Musa alayhi salam, but they make it difficult for themselves. Ask more question. If they go in the street and they found any cow and they slaughter it, the case will be finished. But what happened to them? Surah Al-Baqarah. What is the color? What it looks like? How so and so? Every time he answered them, they ask him more. That is a problem for the Muslim Ummah too. So what happened is, They ask him the second questions. قال يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا عن ماء الرجل وماء المرأة؟ What about the water which come from the man? They don't mean the urine. They mean what? The sperm, the semen, the water. What about the water which come from the man and the water which come from the woman? So the woman has what? They ask also, a woman also, she has water. Subhanallah. After the jima', the meeting, both of them, they have it. Subhanallah. وَبِمَا يَشْبُهُ الْوَلَدُ And how that child will looks like who? Look like father or looks like mother? The Prophet ﷺ answered them, Are you going to believe? Yes, you're going to believe. Answer us. قال أما عن ماء الرجل The water which come from the man هذا ماء أبيض غليظ It is a heavy water Pure white came from the man And alhamdulillah all of us We know about that That is the semen, the sperm أما عن ماء المرأة The water which come from the woman A yellow light water Then after that, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فإذا على ماء الرجل كان الشبه للرجل وإذا على ماء المرأة كان الشبه للمرأة And if the man comes first, that child will be like the father, he will be like a male. سبحان الله. Don't tell me I'm controlling that. Allah تبارك وتعالى is exactly in this time you don't feel about yourself. Who knows? If the man comes first before the woman, that child will be male. And if the woman comes first before the man, that child will be what? Female, untha. قالوا صدقت. They said, you say, you correct. This is a true ya Muhammad. They came with the other, but we're going to ask you another question. Subhanallah. Now, one after one. قالوا من هو سفير الأنبياء. Who is the ambassador? من هو سفير الملائكة? Who is the ambassadors of all the angels? It means the one who is bringing revelation from Allah. The Prophet ﷺ answered them, Are you going to believe? They told them, Of course, yes. This is the last question we ask you. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل. They told them, No, it's not جبريل. We hate جبريل. قال من هو قالوا إسرافيل they love if you ask any يهودي they always like exactly إسرافيل they don't like جبريل why that يا شيخ محمد why they hate it because if you see the third of the Quran Allah spoke about the children of Israel third of the Quran it is the lesson for all the whole nations it is the guidance for all nations because the most troublemaker in history are the children of Israel. They disobeyed their messenger. They killed them. So and so and so in the history. Children of Israel, they killed 30 prophets in one day. A messenger in one day. Subhanallah. 30 messenger because the most, Allah sent the most prophet and messengers for the children of Israel. Do you know how much, how many Nabi? And the messenger, do you have idea? More than 2,000. More than 2,000 Nabi in history. Most of them send it to the children of Israel. But anyway, I said no. That's why Allah تبارك وتعالى send the ayah. من كان عدوا لجبريل فإن الله عدو للكافرين. Whoever will be enemy for Jibreel, Allah is the biggest enemy for Al-Kafirin. من كان عدوا لله وملائكته وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين. That is the ayat from Allah تبارك وتعالى. But anyway, our situation here, the woman, yes, must go for shower if she wake up and she found herself wet from the dream. That is the second answer, inshallah ta'ala. طيب. Sometimes the man, he met his wife. And for somehow, while he's in a meeting with his wife, he found that child came and knocked at the door. Daddy, mommy, while he's still in what? In the operation. So sometimes actually, when you have your child came and knocked at the door, Brother Dan Salami, what happened to the accident of the surgery? The surgery is not going to be completed. So what happened is, if the meeting was done without anything come out from both of them, if this is obligation to for both of them to go for ghusl, or it is okay to go and wash the private parts and you don't need a ghusl. You just to go and wash around your private part because nothing came out. And as you know, when we came, exactly the man and female came out, they must go and take a shower. The evidence is in al-Bukhari wa Muslim and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari reported in al-Bukhari wa Muslim authentic hadith. قال اختلف المهاجرون رهط من المهاجرين ورهط من الأنصار. Two groups from Muhajirin and Ansar. The Ansar, they discuss about this issue between the Sahaba. They don't leave it. May Allah reward all the Sahaba because they make it clear for all of us. Both of them, they dispute in this matter. فقالت الأنصار إذا التقى الرجل بالمرأة ولم يتم الإنزال فلا غسل. The Ansar, those who give asylum and in Medina, Al-Ansar in Medina, he said, if the man meet his wife in a bed, and nothing come out, there is no any ghusl, you need it, no shower. Go and clean your private part only. وقالت المهاجرين, the Muhajirin said, لا, فقد وجب الغسل. The ghusl must be even if the man, the private part of the man touches a private part of the woman, the ghusl will be. Because maybe sometimes I have my wife and all of us will play together, we joke together in the bed, and maybe the private part will be stick direct to the private part of the woman. Is there any ghusl must be? Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he did not have answer. He ran to who? Who has the secret life of the Prophet ﷺ, his wife. He ran to Aisha radiallahu anha wa arda. And look at this, because you don't have to embarrass the Sahabi Abu Musa. He ran to Aisha after the death of the Prophet ﷺ. Qala ya umma, he called from outside, mother. Aisha, she's about 20 something, and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari is the old man. But she is what? She's a mother for the believer. يا أمة, oh my mother, إني سائلك سؤال. I want to ask you a question, but I am embarrassed. I am embarrassed to ask you this question. فقالت عائشة رضي الله عنها وارضاها, سلني كما تسأل أمك, فأنا أمك. Ask me without any embarrassing. As you ask your mother, the one she delivered you to this life. I am your mother. You don't have to get embarrassed with your mother. Qala, he told her about the dispute between the Muhajirin and Ansar. Qalat, Sa'altu Alim. So you ask the right person. Aisha, she stated to him, you ask the right person. Faqalat, Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اجتمع الرجل بالمرأة. If the man, he met the wife on bed. واجتمع بين شعابها الأربع. And he sit between her four branches. I'm not gonna go detail ya Sheikh Ali more than that. He sit between her four branches. The woman, she has four branches. Two hand and two legs. والتقى الختان بالختان. And the circumcisions of the man touches the circumcision of the woman. And that's to prove that both of them, the circumcision are valid for both of them. Because some of the Muslims today deny the circumcision for the woman. Look at the hadith. And when the circumcision of the man, the part of the man, touch only the part of the woman, فَقَدْ وَجَبَ الْغُسْلِ, the ghusl will be obligation. So if the man, he meet the woman without anything come out, you go for ghusl or not, according to this hadith? Yeah. Yes. This is actually because sometimes the man, he's exactly with his wife, knock at the door, Some visitor came and he knocked at the door. And what happened to you? The second hadith will give you more detail about this. Aisha radiallahu anha arda. While she was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting together outside of his house, a man from a companion came to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the man asked, that's in Sahih Muslim authentic hadith. The man asked, الرجل يجامع أهله ثم يكسل ولا ينزل. The man, he met his wife and he became lazy. Because when you're a child, what knock at the door, what's going to happen? You became lazy or you continue? He became lazy. It is exactly, he live here. He leave here, right? Or any visitor or something happen outside. The man, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, هل عليهما الغسل mean the man he meet the woman without coming out without drop anything. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said قال إني لا أفعل ذلك أنا وهذه ثم نختسل. Look what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said. Yes, me and this one, he showed Aisha to the man. He said me and I and this one, he mean Aisha, we did that. And then we go and we go, what we go for, what for ghusl. Me and this one happened to us before, and me and her we went for what ghusl. Because a lot of people believe if nothing come out from me, if nothing come out from her, there is no need to ghusl. No, the ghusl will be obligation if both of them, they touch the skin as touch the other skin from both of them, the ghusl will be obligation. At-tahara, it is a secret. We need to go for details. I have my baby. The baby urinate on my clothes. Can I go? I am walking in a street and the dog came and they smell me by his mouth. Can I go and I wash my clothes? If you need to know, you are appointed to see me inshallah in detail. What is the difference between the male boy, infant boy, and infant female? Both of them, they have a different rule? Yes. If they urinate, we will inshallah discuss it, because I need to release you inshallah ta'ala about that. Me and my wife, we taking shower together in the bathroom, and she saw my private part and I saw her private part. If this is violation or this is permitted, because a lot of people, they when it's a brother or sister, she sent the question. She said, my husband, he met me for almost 5 years from over my clothes. He never see my private part. I never see his private part. For those people, he need to know, the married and the single one, you are appointed to come and see inshallah ta'ala and to share us with the class. If this is permitted or you are forbidden to see her private part or to see your private part, is a violation amongst the community. Allah put us in this test to move to different masajid, and the people ask this question. We need it. We need to learn. We need to educate our wife. We need to educate our daughters. Those daughters who need to marry, we need to teach them the Islam, because sometimes some ignorant imam, they give a fatwa without any dalil, and they make the Muslim suffer, and they make the Muslim's life miserable. We need to see if this is in the sunnah or not, inshallah ta'ala, and we'll go for more detail on that. How far the relation between you and your wife, how far? There is something a lot in this. What is the forbidden and what is not forbidden? We don't have embarrassed from our deen, because all of this in the sunnah, clearly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah ta'ala. Some the brothers said, when my wife, she has a menses, I told her not to sleep with me in the same bed. I keep her in a different room because she's unpure. The same rule of Yahud, same rule. They make it difficult for the Muslim's life. We will go for detail. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to may help me to give you the clear idea based to Al Quran and Sunnah. And remember, I have nothing in this fatwa. This is from the Sunnah. But the time, we don't have time to read. We don't have time to listen. We ask Allah to help us to understand the Islam. Allah will take us.